Breaking news review, house rules number 2. Every now and then, compliment the host.
I don't think there's anybody yet.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
50th anniversary of the Korean War.
This
we are proud to
come along
every
day, referring to the massive winter storm bearing down on the Northeast.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Lions on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Lions started getting busy and found out what I had coming to me. And finally, I received a Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Looking for a way to enjoy your MP3 music without seeing messy wires? The Indash Sony DSX digital media receiver features an integrated USB tune tray that lets you connect, store, and control your MP3 player behind the sleek flip-down faceplate. Now you can enjoy great audio quality for your music without visible wires. Plus, the Bluetooth technology provides hand-free phone access and streaming audio ability. Learn more at sony.com/DSX.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584. This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
Camp kitchen, and it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and it reminded me that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given.
The IRS is one of the
soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they repossess your Bentley. Are you with me?
The revolution starts now.
Starts.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Turn those machines back on!
You are about to enter the Peter Schiff Show.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here are some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
With their girlfriends just before Valentine's Day to get out of it. But you know what? The guys at
the Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Medeiros, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Lines on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Lions started getting busy and found out about what I had coming to me. And finally, I received a Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered what bank, stockbrokers, investment advisors want to talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Office Max is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at Office Max stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to Office Max now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education?
You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Are you sick of dating psychos?
I can't wait to meet you.
And ugly people? I was. Until a friend told me about myeternalflame.net. All the men are dumbly rated, and they all have jobs. Plus, the ex-con cross-reference makes sure I don't cry myself to sleep on Valentine's Day. There's so much man candy.
But do they have all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Maybe that's why Sears is number one in appliances.
I want some of that.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Now to continue with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com. That's the place to go if you're really interested in the issues of the week and what's going on with your favorite hosts, things that you don't want to miss, very city information, who's got a job where, what are they doing now to revive talk in some markets. It's really very interesting, and some maybe say it's too inside. It doesn't for me and Michael, because obviously we're in the business, but I find some of your stories in here, Michael, fascinating as to characters, especially the hosts. People want to know where the hosts are, and they can find that out by looking at talkers.com.
Well, yeah, certainly I wouldn't want anybody listening to this to think it's meant for fans and for consumers. It's an inside-the-industry trade journal, but so many people love to peek behind the curtain and know what's going on behind the scenes. But no, we're not a directory of where you can hear, the Doug Steffen Show or, what your favorite food is. It's an industrial trade publication. And I think that because talk radio is so interactive and so much passion is surrounding it, that people who are real fans of it enjoy knowing what's going on behind the scenes, hence a lot of the conversation we have on this program.
The other story this week, I want to spend just a few seconds on this. It's sort of on the fringe, but it's like the price of gasoline because it's such an easy punching bag, the Postal Service and Saturday delivery and what people are saying and how folks are being brought into this, not just callers who are upset. I found also, if I may make a quick reference to a show that I heard, a very good distinction. People on the coast don't need Saturday delivery because they're not using the Postal Service that much anyway. It's the people in the heartland that need it. And I don't know that anybody just, even the people at the post office even thought that.
Well, you know, every time you try to create a remedy, you create an ill. There's always an upside and a downside to everything, and I can imagine the problems facing the Postal Service right now. So, you know, in 20 seconds, we don't have time to deal with it other than to say it's a big issue.
It is a big issue. You're right about that. And speaking of issues, don't forget to check out Talkers.com. Big issue there every day, including information about the Talkers Convention in June, which is always a hoot because we love getting together to teach everybody what we know and what they don't know, of course, Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio Countdown Show on the air now with our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer. He's also a legal professor. He's written books about scams. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. As we go through the top 10 items, there are always two or three things that I want your comment on. But there's another thing that's sort of an aside, if you will, a countdown extra. The flu problem. Scams. The scammers are making a lot of money off consumer fears about the severe flu season. The agency at the FDA taking a hard look at products that make claims about protecting against the flu.
Yeah.
So what do you, I mean, this thing called the germ bullet.
Exactly. That was a nasal spray. And the makers said laboratory tested, shown to reduce illness causing bacteria, cold, flu viruses, make you better looking, more intelligent,
taller. Right, yeah.
And the FDA said it's false and misleading. But they are just one of them. And the FDA has a tough job keeping up with all of these phony products. People are scared out there.
Because there's so many phonies at the FDA.
Well, you know, unfortunately, and that's a whole other thing where the research that they base things on are what's given to them by the drug companies, but that's
right.
For another day.
Exactly.
Totally in bed together.
Yeah.
There are some legitimate medicines for the flu, two of them that are major, Tamiflu and Relenza. And so what you're going to see now is seeing a lot of generic Tamiflu and Relenza that you can get for some reduced price and blah, blah, blah. The truth is there is no generic Tamiflu or Relenza. And so they're not tested medicines. Just because you may hear or see an ad in a place that you think is a legitimate media source doesn't mean that they've been able to or did check out and vet these ads. So you got to be very, very careful. You check with your pharmacist. But, you know, getting stuff online that purports to be some special flu medicine, chances are all it's going to do is lighten your wallet.
All right. So be aware. Scamicide.com is your website, is it not?
Scamicide. Yes, and that's a place where daily updated with the latest scams, and we had these, as a matter of fact, recently, too.
All right. Next up on the hit parade here, the discussion of gun control, legal ramifications of this. Should some sort of adjustment be made, and there's some kind of bipartisan move, apparently now in the House, to get something passed, and then you know, as I'm sitting here and you're sitting here, that the NRA and the National, Larry Pratt's group, Gun Owners Association of America,
yeah,
the Second Amendment Foundation, all those people are going to go right to the Supreme Court. Will it hold up?
You know, a resounding maybe. You know, we do know that the Supreme Court ruled after the big question that was around for many years, did the right to bear arms in the Second Amendment only refer to a militia or people have a private right? And so the Supreme Court made it quite clear that, yes, we have a private right to have arms. But it doesn't mean a right to have all arms. And so I do think
but
that...
But isn't that where the line is drawn?
Yeah.
What arms are acceptable? That definition has never been clarified. Bazookas, tanks, nuclear weapons. I mean, what the hell? It could be anything.
Yeah, it can be ridiculous. But I would say that I think there's a good chance that legislation that would outlaw certain types of weapons or place greater restrictions on them would have a good chance of getting through the Supreme Court, so long as they didn't eliminate the ability of people to have arms.
All right. So, all right. Then there's you said a resounding maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's the lawyer answer. Well, yes and no.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Mr. Lawyer. Let's see. Next up, the drone killing controversy. This got to be a little more cut and dried. The memo from the Justice Department on using drones to kill American citizens overseas. This is pretty outrageous. That's my word. But I understand we want to kill the bad guys.
Yeah.
You know, we can have a discussion philosophically about why they are bad guys in the first place and where it all started. But for the practical moment, the drones, when they, I think we had, I don't know if it was on this program or another program that I do, a number of Pakistanis, for example, and Afghanistanis, innocent civilians. Every time you kill two Al-Qaeda, you kill 100 civilians, and no wonder they don't like us.
Exactly.
So,
fighting a war is a messy, messy
awful
problem.
Yeah.
Legally, what you've got here, the biggest problem is when we're talking about using the drones to kill American citizens. And there have been instances where that's been done. And is there some kind of requirement of due process? Is this something that would require legislation from Congress? Is this something that the president as commander-in-chief has the right to order himself? I tell you, it is a legal mess because right now, the way it appears the law is governing this, there doesn't seem to be much in the way of a standard or due process as to when it is used for American citizens. And that seems to be the most dangerous and slippery slope here.
It's troubling. You're right, because you can see both sides of the issue for a change.
Yeah, I really do. I have a problem with this on all sides.
Yeah. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who joins us in the countdown to give us some ideas. First, the warnings because of the various scams going on, and then always two or three of the items from the charts for the week so we can get the legal interpretation. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law and attorney at speculation, here on the Countdown Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The number six issue this week on the Countdown, something we haven't really talked much about this week, or for the last few weeks, in fact, the Benghazi investigation and whether or not Mrs. Clinton told it the way it was or who's at fault. Leon Panetta got involved in the action this week. So here are our hosts Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson talking to Rachel Smolkin from Politico.com about Panetta's appearance at the hearings on Benghazi.
What have we learned about the response to the Benghazi attack from Panetta?
Well, we've learned that Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is very forceful in his response of defending his own agency. He argued that there was no effort spared to save American lives, and he and General Martin Dempsey, the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, said that there were so many threats on that day, on September 11th, that without specific information that this attack in Benghazi was coming, there was really not much more they could have done. They said they were postured to respond to a wide array of threats around the globe. That is not a response that Senator John McCain liked very much.
Yeah, what did he have to say in response to what Secretary Panetta and General Dempsey had to say?
Senator McCain has been one of the administration's toughest critics on this issue and went after that for more of the same, said this was one of the more bizarre statements that he'd ever seen in his years on this committee. So, bizarre statements. John McCain did not hold back today. He has not held back at all on this issue. And you'll remember that he and President Obama have tangled on this before. President Obama called him out at his first news conference after winning re-election because at that point, Senator McCain was focusing his attack on Susan Rice.
One of the items this week on our countdown, number four, in fact, the discussion about the tax hikes that have taken place. What more will there be? The sequester cuts, what's going to get cut? So what we charge and what we cut are important considerations in the news talk radio world this week. As a result, it always brings around some interesting callers. As it works on this program, we do three things. We take callers live on the air while we're doing the program at 888-302-3684. We take some of your calls and edit them for playback later. And we also take some of the callers off of the programs that we monitor and the stations that we monitor around the country to know what the list is going to be comprised of that are the big stories on the hot hits list from the World of News Talk Radio. So certainly the budget, the sequester cuts, tax hikes, et cetera, are all very important in our focus. Here's the caller Earl in Maryland saying whenever Congress does get serious about making cuts, they need to keep their hands off of the defense budget.
So when a fight, you don't ask yourself, do I buy 5 bullets or 10? You know, you take care of what you can take care of so you can win the fight. So I honestly believe, and this goes out to anybody in the active forces, that, you know, we need to leave these guys alone to get what they need to take care of whatever, you know, comes ahead. So when it comes to the defense budget, I mean, when it comes just to budget in general, I think, yeah, we can cut a lot of programs that aren't being used. I mean, like, they're being used, but they're being taken advantage of. And I think that's the biggest problem right now is greed and people just not doing what they're supposed to. You know, unemployment benefits, people are sitting home on vacations, just not doing anything. They're too lazy. They won't go out and actually look for a job. So, you know, what are we going to do about that? I mean, you have to go in and actually prove that you're looking for a job, and people don't do that.
Also, when it comes to this discussion, it's good to get another point of view. I always like the countdown bringing you both sides of the issue. So here's caller Karen in Illinois, listening to WJOL, station that carries this program. She wants to know why Congress wants to make all kinds of cuts, but they don't want to pay for any of the wars that we've been in.
I'd like to know why nobody's brought up we've been in wars for 10 years, why there isn't a war tax. This is the only time in the history of the United States that they have not paid for going to war. You know, everybody keeps saying there's a revenue, there's a revenue problem. Not, they keep cutting taxes. How in the world do they expect to pay for this budget if you keep cutting at the lower end? You don't pay for wars, you give tax cuts that people should not have, and they go to the lower end. Everybody needs to give a little bit.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So the focus on gun control back front and center here, and here is host Jeff Crank talking to Jacqueline Otto from the NRA about the president's proposed legislation and who it affects.
You know, the reality is, and we're seeing it, we saw it in Atlanta earlier this week, of these tragic shootings where people go in like they did in Sandy Hook. You know, in Atlanta we just had the one, and it's not on the cover of any of the major newspapers, I noticed, but we have a school security guard who was able to disarm a kid who came in with a gun and started shooting. You know, that's what the debate ought to be about, not about taking firearms away from law-abiding citizens who will never break the law in the first place. Why are we trying to take guns away from them?
You know, absolutely, and I share your just sort of dumbfounded awe about why isn't this breaking news? Why wasn't this on every major newspaper? You know, this man is a hero. You know, this is an exciting you know, situation that, you know, someone actually saved lives. And this is something that we should be promoting in all of our schools across the country. And this is something that we're hearing from parents. You know, the NRA is over 4 million members strong and continuing to grow. We know a lot of families. We've got a lot of parents and children in our NRA family, and this is what they want. They want to know that when they take their kids to school that day, that they're going to be safe. There's someone there to protect them when they're not there to protect their children.
There aren't a lot of mass shootings at gun stores. There aren't a lot of mass shootings in police stations. They're at places where citizens are unarmed, and we've got to change that.
Mm-hmm. And that's so true, is that this isn't what we see coming out of Capitol Hill. What we see coming from President Obama and Vice President Biden is a pre-planned agenda, something that they've been working on for years, just waiting for the right opportunity, and they're hoping that they can prey on fears. They're hoping that they can use emotion to get through this gun control agenda, but there is no evidence, that there is no facts that support that it will do one thing to make one child safer.
Here's Chris Wallace on Fox sparring with Wayne LaPierre.
A couple of weeks ago, the NRA started running an ad that created a great deal of controversy. Here's a clip.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their schools?
Mr. LaPierre, do you regret putting up that ad?
The point of that ad was this. It wasn't picking on the president's kids. The president's
it mentions
the
them.
The president's kids are safe, and we're all thankful for it. The point of that ad...
They also face a threat that most children do not face.
Tell that to the people in Newtown. Tell that to people.
You really think that the president's children are the same kind of target as every school child in America?
I think
that's ridiculous, and you know it, sir.
Unfortunately, I think there are parents all over the country that think their kids are entitled to the same amount of protection when they go to school, and they want their kids to be safe.
So they should have Secret Service?
No, but what they should have is police officers or certified armed security in those schools to keep people safe. My gosh, in the shadow of where we're sitting right now, gangs are out there in Washington, D.C. You can buy drugs. You can buy guns. They are trafficking in 13-year-old girls.
I understand there are lots of problems out there, and this isn't going to solve all of
them. Our government is letting them.
But you can't say that, first of all, the gangs don't commit the mass murders. Adam Lanza wasn't a member of a gang. James Holmes was not a member of a gang. One of the points of that ad that I want to ask you about is you made it a class argument. The rich, the elite.
Sure.
They have bodyguards.
Sure.
They have security.
Sure. And Mayor Bloomberg has it. Mayor Bloomberg has bodyguards.
I'll tell you somebody else who has security. You do.
Sometimes. We've had
On Capitol Hill, you had security.
You talk about...
Today, you have security.
You talk about hypocrisy right on the open. We've had all kinds of threats come.
Does that
in,
make you an elite, an out-of-touch elite, because you have security?
I don't deny anybody the right to security when they need it. What I'm saying is, it is ridiculous, Chris, for all the elites and all the powerful and privileged, the titans of industry, to send their kids to schools where there's armed security, to have access to semi-automatic technology, to have
have access to that. I don't know anybody who has arms. I don't know anybody elites who send their kids. My children went to the same school that the Obama children went to many years ago. There were no armed security there.
A third of the schools in the country already have armed security.
I understand
security.
That, but this idea of an elite class is just nonsense.
Capitol Hill right now, they're all protected by armed security with high-cap magazines while they sit there and they try to limit the average citizen to 10 because they think that's reasonable in their opinion.
One last question because we are running out of time. Do you think in this environment, with this new effort, after Newtown, you're still going to be able to convince Congress not to pass any new gun controls?
I think the majority of the American public sees through this. They want the current laws enforced. They don't want more laws imposed on what's only going to be the law-abiding. And they see that how little all this has to do with keeping our kids safe and how much it has to do with a decade or two-decade long agenda to just drag out the same old gun ban proposals they've been trying for 20 or 30 years and piggyback them onto this tragedy.
This week, as a countdown extra with the big storm in the Northeast, a lot of people, yet again, are looking back at the historical record. Well, has there ever been a storm this bad? Of course there have been storms this bad and worse. This is the fact that the news media whips everybody into a frenzy. I mean, people even living in California, I don't dare go east because I'll get stuck in the snow. So maybe there's 12 or 14 inches of snow. What's the big deal? Not only is that a discussion topic, but also, here we go again, global warming. We wouldn't be having these big storms if it weren't for global warming. They wouldn't come as early and they wouldn't stay as late. And it becomes very interesting conjecture and conversation for sure, even though a lot of it is nonsense. Who said that the stuff we put on the air can't be nonsense? A lot of people, have you ever noticed your own conversations? How much nonsense is a part of the conversations that you have all the time with your friends at work, speculation, rumor, what you heard from somebody else? There's so much nonsense, you got to wonder how you separate the boys from the men or the wheat from the chaff. And so twisting this stuff around, as is the case often with the news reports, you wonder, how do we join them? Do we, what is it, we join them, we fight them? We don't. You fight them or you join them. And so here in this conversation, Talkos Bill Meyer has media analyst Dan Genor on talking about the National Weather Service announcement that the 2012 record temperatures were the warmest ever set, not acknowledging that the records only go back to 1884. So it's the warmest summer ever on. Hey, that's foolishness. All right, let's listen to the conversation anyway.
Newsbusters has been doing some interesting reporting because you know, here it is. It's cold in January, and the global warming hysteria is now cranking up in the media reportage. Fair enough?
Well, of course, because it's not cold everywhere. And so if it's cold everywhere, then they'd be saying that was global warming, too.
Oh.
When we had back-to-back blizzards a couple years ago, they said that was global warming. So pretty much any sort of weather event occurs, and they say it fits their theme. But in this case, NOAA came out and said, oh, 2012 is the hottest year on record for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
With ignoring, of course, what, 2 points. One, somebody went and checked NOAA's data, compared it to their own website, and raised all sorts of questions how their data for the end of the year seemed to be inconsistent with their data from during the year. But beyond that...
No, when you say inconsistent, hold on here, Dan. That's a very important point there. If the government data on NOAA, is it being manipulated after the fact?
Well, consistently, the data they released at the end of the year, according to this analysis, and this was not my analysis, but according to this analysis, it was always warmer than it appeared on another location on their website. So something's wrong.
Okay.
I don't know what, but it raises all sorts of, I guess you would call it, data integrity questions.
So let's review the things that are on the Talk Radio Countdown show this week. In terms of people, the list includes the nutbird from Korea, Kim Jong-un. Why can't we send Al-Qaeda after him? Maybe that's something for tomorrow to discuss. Mr. I'm a dinner jacket getting thrown. And I thought he was thrown for a loop when he went to Cairo and people threw shoes at him. That's the ultimate sign of disrespect, you know, in the Middle East with the Muslim countries. Chris Christie and the discussion about his weight and his future with the Republican Party. Number seven is Leon Panetta, and he's getting himself involved before he leaves the Department of Defense in the Benghazi situation. Harry Reid and his usual nonsense. Number six, Chuck Hagel. Did he get approved or not? My guess is he will be. That's number five. Hillary Clinton, always a very interesting lady, and lots of people want to talk about her, even though she's out. And John Kerry is in as Secretary of State. John Boehner.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The man who runs Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, his name is Michael Levine. LCO Online is the web address. Also, he does a brilliant job with a publication online called the LBNE Alert. LBNE Alert. Daily news, 7 days a week, read by hundreds of thousands of people all around the world. It's a great way to keep up with, you know, kind of the comings and goings of sometimes people who need help in terms of public relations. And because Michael has represented dozens and dozens and dozens of Oscar winners and folks that were hot in L.A., I like to get his counsel when it comes to branding or imaging some of the things that are part of our discussions every week here on The Countdown. And the discussion of Chris Christie's weight and his image. Two things. One, the hardcore Republicans don't like him because he plays kissy face with Obama. Two, he appears to have a weight problem and is a bit sensitive about it. So what do you say to Chris Christie about what he ought to do if he wants to have a future career nationally in politics?
I think your first point is one worth making, and I know it to be true. A lot of very serious, core, important, influential Republicans are very cross and frustrated with Chris Christie. They feel that he has been far, far, far too fawning on President Obama as it relates his help to the state, and that there's nothing wrong with being cordial or polite or appreciative, but he's been too over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a real problem with the base. And then these are the people that really do the work early on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's significant. Number two, when he goes on a television show to discuss his weight or the weight issue is mentioned, it is really reminding people that he is morbidly obese. And whether or not Americans are ready to elect a morbidly obese president.
The last morbidly obese president we had drowned in the bathtub or something, didn't he? Wasn't it Harrison? Who was it that was so big, got stuck in the bathtub in the White House?
I don't recall who that was, but I do recall that there's not been a morbidly obese serious candidate in some time. And I think that in modern life tells us something about the electability of someone morbidly obese.
Well, then let's talk about the electability of somebody who's a moderate to the grand old party. One of the items this week on our charts is the issue of, because of the meeting that Republican leaders had to rebrand their party because it doesn't work anymore. So you can say what you will about Christie and him liking or coming across as being friendly to Obama. At some point in time, we got to break this all down, and people are going to have to start getting along whether you agree with all the principles or not. The principles of the Republican Party are defunct for the most part in terms of being able to win elections. You can stick to your guns all you want. If you don't win any elections, pretty soon you don't have any power. And so which is more important? I'm going to stick to my guns no matter what, literally and figuratively. Or we're going to be flexible enough so the party survives. I used to be a Republican. I wouldn't give you a nickel for where they are right now. I'm disgusted with the way things have gone and the way some people have been treated who had ideas. Ron Paul is a genius, in my opinion. He was basically run out of the party, and you notice his son Rand is being much more cautious with his treatment and statements about the Republicans.
Yeah, that is all true. I think that fundamentally there are two issues that are really important. One, or three, I should say. One, clearly, this minority vote. We're talking about three groups, principally.
Yep. Yep.
One, blacks, African Americans. Two, Hispanics, and three, interestingly, single women. That's another very, very important
one. And the young millennial generation. That's maybe the fourth.
I think that is true, too.
Yeah.
However, the young, single women vote differently than married women. That's a very important thing to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Married women tend to vote for Republicans. Single women overwhelmingly vote for Democrats. So you've got these three groups. You've got blacks, Hispanics, and single women. They have to be spoken to with cares and concerns. Number two, there's a feeling among most Americans, many Americans, that the Republican Party cares principally about the haves in our society, that the have-nots are simply told, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, figure it out. So they're going to have to try to find someone who resonates more with the have-nots in our society, as President Obama does.
Yeah. All right. Here's some interesting, speculative, and intelligent overview of a man with a lot of experience, Michael Levine from the Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, and also the editor and publisher of the LBN eLert.com. Check that all out. Michael, good to have you here as usual on our contact.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.